You have a really good one. I want to share this with our Facebook family. And it seemed to happen by accident, but there's no such thing as accident. Mm. Divine Providence. You told, about a month ago, you were telling the story at the table how you had this encounter with Mother Teresa. That's another beautiful story.
Oh, yes, right.
Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. That's right. That was something I didn't expect at all. I mean, I was over in Rome, and so when you're in Rome, you can meet, you know, various people that you maybe wouldn't meet otherwise, like the Pope and such, you know. And we could serve Mass for the Pope. Like, he had about 30 servers because there's so many different jobs to do. So about 30 different roles. And then afterwards, he would go down the line of the servers in the sacristy after Mass and shake everybody's hands and give them a rosary. So I met him a couple times because I was involved in serving.
John Paul II?
With St. John Paul II. Ah. And after I became a deacon, I got involved in helping just a few times. I actually got involved in the Legion of Mary group in Rome, seminarians with the Legion of Mary. And so one of the assignments is you try to do something every week of some kind of apostolate. So I decided to go and help the Sisters of Mother Teresa, mm-hmm. Who had a place right outside the walls of the Vatican.
Statue in Termini also.
That's right.
It's San Gregorio, too. There's various places.
That's right. And this place was like a soup kitchen right next to the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And so I went there, and it wasn't too far from where I was living in that religious house. And so it was about 2 miles away. So I went there, and I did my service there, helping with the serving the food. And then some of the sisters got very excited. They said, Mother is here. Mother is here. And I was trying to think, okay, I'm the Mother Superior? Okay, that's nice. That's probably significant for them. You know, they were kind of excited. And it took me a second to realize they were talking about Mother Teresa. Because they were the missionaries of charity, you know. But they wanted me to have the opportunity to meet her. So they had a priest that was also there helping out. And he knew the way. And so maybe there's a sister too. And they led us through the back door of the soup kitchen into the Vatican area. And through some streets into a nice building. And inside there was a big hall with nice paintings on the wall, tapestries, and, you know, nice furniture, big room, but very few people in it. And one of the people was Mother Teresa. Another one of them was John Paul II.
They were together?
And they were together.
Wow.
And the reason was, I think it was about October of 1988, and she was going to go to Russia for the first time. The Iron Curtain had not yet fallen, but it was getting closer at that time. And Mother Teresa was invited to found a house in Moscow of the sisters. That was a sign of things to come. And she wanted to get a blessing from the Pope before she went. And so it was just basically her and the Pope and a few Monsignors and some photographers. A photographer. It's always a photographer, you know. They try to, you know, photograph all these meetings. So there I am with this other priest that was helping out in the food kitchen and maybe a sister. And there we are with Mother Teresa and St. John Paul II. And reaching out to shake the hand of the Pope. And so I have this picture where I'm shaking the Pope's hand and Mother Teresa's standing right next to him, smiling at me. And they snapped the picture right at that moment. So it was something I never expected would happen. I met both of them in a kind of small group. It wasn't a huge audience, you know.